In most all respects, it was a presentation that any new department head would make. The status of facilities and resources, staffing challenges, and a 10-year plan for improvement. For instance, the jail. The police department and jail are housed in a 40-year-old building never designed for either.
The jail is something that bothers me. It's small, it's dark, right? There's no windows. So you could be sentenced to a period of time to serve, and you can go into this jail and you're behind metal bars and you don't see daylight for weeks.
But Jeff Ankerfeldt is not saying that he wants to make the jail pleasant. He wants to make it humane and dignified. Here's why.
You know, most of the people we put in our jails are not bad people. They made mistakes, the vast majority. And they are our citizens in most cases, and they're going to come back out and join us in our community.
And this happened over and over again in Ankerfeldt's presentation. He'd describe some set of circumstances within the department, whether it's the break room or the sergeant's office or the shortage of detectives, and connect it not just to the need for new facilities or more personnel, but to a new philosophy of policing. There's probably a more technical term for it, but Ankerfeldt calls it customer service. He admits it's a challenging idea in law enforcement.
I know from a fact that I didn't get killed a few times because I treated people well. I also know I caused trouble by not treating people well in my youth as a police officer. And good customer service, never take away anybody's dignity, ever. That'll get you killed, and it's just dumb, and it's being a bad person.
Ankerfeldt has been trying to instill this value into the Sitka Police Department since he was elevated to chief from lieutenant in October. He suggested that he wouldn't retain officers who acted otherwise.
If you're a jerk and you're mean to people, I'm going to fire you. I'm going to get rid of you. Being kind and empathetic is not unsafe.
In November 2015, a video surfaced on social media showing two police officers and the Sitka jailer tasering an 18-year-old student from Mount Edgecombe High School as they forcibly subdued him and removed his clothing. The city of Sitka settled with the student for $350,000 last February. An unrelated union grievance further eroded morale in the department and contributed to turnover. Ankerfeldt didn't mention these episodes directly, but this is the department he inherited. The desire for change percolated through his remarks. He said he had recently heard laughter in the hallways since he first came to Sitka 2.5 years ago as a lieutenant. He celebrated the recent hire of two new officers, Josh Stevens, son of former Deputy Fire Chief Al Stevens, and Jason Christner, both Sitkins. And Ankerfeldt expressed a desire to diversify the police and rebuild the authorized force to 17 officers from its current figure of 14 with the aid of a grant-funded cadet program. Mostly, though, he wants to rebrand the police department as a community asset, like the guys across the street.
So like if you go to the fire department, you know, it's like America's heroes, right? The big deal, the flags, beautiful fire trucks lined up, and the tourists are out there taking pictures. There's an understanding there that there's community value to that. And what I'd like to have for our officers is this recognition that you're a part of us.
Ankerfeldt said he hoped to remain chief for 10 years with plans for a new police station in place in about 7. But he's thinking strategically, and he reminded the chamber that the mission of the department remains stopping crime. I'm not here to build a kingdom, he said. Every dollar spent on policing is a dollar that isn't spent on something that might be more effective in the long term for public well-being. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.